can somebody on the light here? Okay, slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Is there anybody who wants to report the meditation? You put up your hand, then we will pass the mic to you. Anybody? Don't have, then we continue with our Heart Sutta. Okay. So our schedule for today is 4:30 to 5:30. It's supposed to be Q&A followed by the Heart Sutta Dhamma sharing. Okay, chapter 15, page 56, 1.1. According to the Buddha, mind is a forerunner of all things, and mind make a day. Hence, through mental consciousness, we can perceive the phenomenal world of consciousness. All of the physical, mental, and nature's phenomena within life and existence. Because by definition, everything perceivable by the mind is a phenomena. Then contemplative wisdom, we have control, can arise when you silence your mind to reflect, contemplate, and inquire into the Dhamma, as taught by the Buddha. Be aware and mindful of all physical, mental, and nature's phenomena within your daily life to see clearly their moment of arising, its sustenance and passing away of all phenomena, and to realize the penetrative wisdom born of bhavana, or cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness. If your daily mindfulness is very stable, you just silence your mind, then you just relax and allow the mindfulness to have the ability to be with the moment. Means whatever phenomena that arise, I remember towards the end, that was what I saw. Every phenomena that arise, the mindfulness is with it. That's the meaning of the moment of arising, and it's sustaining, means how it continues, then how it passes away. You must have that stability. Like just now up the mountain, I show some of them. When you are silent, even the falling leaf, the dry leaf, they move in a very natural, funny movement, which you can't predict because of the wind and all those things. Even without wind also, their curvature, their shape will cause them to move in certain way. Then if your mindfulness is there, your awareness and the thing move as one. That is what specific phenomenal awareness is all about. Then the moment it stops, Swiss. Then when it start, means the dry leaf fall off the from the plant or from the tree. So at the moment of its movement, then if you can be aware of it, the sustenance until the end. Then after that, your mind become very different. Like I say, truth is everywhere. Why can't you see that? You like see all the movement, all the activity, everything. Then your mind perceive, do what, and everything, like continuously silent to see and observe all these things. Then after that, that mind becomes so different. It can see your own mental intention, it can see your own mind, it can see all the subtle greed, everything on its own, you can see. That is the real mindfulness. Then we read on. With the silent mind in pure awareness, one can be aware of all the vibration and phenomena within one's form and mind. One will also be able to perceive deeper into one's mind's consciousness. All phenomena can be perceived via the silent mind. And it can also witness how they come and go, arise and pass away, their birth and death, etc. You witness them all. Hence also witness how they come and go, arising and pass away, their birth and death, etc. Hence realizing their impermanence and empty or non-self nature. You will see them everywhere, from your bodily vibration to your heartbeat, your pulse of life, your feeling, your thought activity, perception and consciousness, physical, mental and nature's phenomena, etc. You only have to silence your mind to see them all as they are. What you perceive via your mundane or thinking mind is not the real condition, because they arise via thought, which is response to memory. So the reality before the knowing is very different. Human beings have the tendency to react to sense experience because of ignorance. To solve human beings' problem or suffering, one needs the Dhamma. Life without Dhamma is not easy to cope. Without the Dhamma, there will be delusion and ignorance with regards to understanding who you are, what you are. Without self-knowledge, one will grasp and cling onto one's fine aggregate of form and mind, hence conditioning one's suffering or dukkha. Samsara or wheel of life within existence can also take the form of man and nature must harmonize. And there are the five universal order that governs nature. These five universal order, two of them are scientific law, which you have gone through. Okay, I skip that. Then the other three are spiritual law, also we can skip that. Then when you have the right understanding of views with regards to this five universal order, which are like the secret of life, then you will know how to live life. When you know how to live life, you will know how to experience all of the wonders and beauties of life. Then life will be very meaningful and beautiful. That is, true emptiness is wonderful existence. You can get to experience them. Understanding the three right views with regards to law of karma, four noble truths, and law of dependent origination is very important, where it can transform your understanding of the Dhamma to enable you to live the noble life. Thought is limited and egoic, hence it cannot free you. True mind is only pure awareness without thought. As such, you can see things as they are without the conditioning. One will come to understand clearly that in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see. That is, before the knowing and before the delusion or self-delusion, Sakkaya Ditti carries through to condition you into grasping and clinging onto what you see. Your craving or reactive mental intention is due to your habitual tendency born of wrong view. So all this has been described before. Understanding thought and consciousness. This one is very useful. Once we input the content of consciousness into the awareness, then consciousness becomes the thought. Before you input the content, it's just pure consciousness or pure awareness without the content. Hence, thought equals, like that day, first day I wrote, consciousness plus its content. The content of consciousness is what? Your sankhara, understand now. Everything that your mind can do, including vedana, sanya, and all the other mental states. That's why all of sankhara is the content of consciousness. Initially, before the knowing or the arising of thought, there is just spacious awareness. This one I explained before. So this one is in writing for you to read through to understand. So I will quickly go through. The moment you focus on something, you input the content of consciousness, then the consciousness becomes restricted or limited to become a thought. Take for example seeing. Initially in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see. But the moment you are preoccupied with what you see and without wisdom, or what they call yoniso manasikara, wise attention at the moment of sense experience, then the egoic mind born of self-delusion or wrong view with regards to the atta or self has already arisen, causing you to grasp and cling onto what you see. Then your habitual tendency of like and dislike or pleasant and unpleasant sensation will arise to condition your mental hindrance of mind to arise. As form is a product of thought, hence thought can see form. This one is very important. You know why form is a product of thought? Huh? What is thought? Thought is energy. Then what is form? Form is trapped energy. That's why Einstein, he know. He came out with the understanding. He said E equals MC squared. You heard of that? Huh? M is the mass. C is the speed of light. So you multiply by the square of the speed of light. That is the amount of energy that it can release. So these are all trapped energy. So this trapped energy, you can release it. Then when you understand, all these are possible. So I will read to you this part. As form is a product of thought, without thought, all this don't come about. Like this table, you need the human mind with the thought to produce it. That's why everything arises on the mind. Through consciousness, the continent, the world, the planet, the entire existence, they come to be. So as form is a product of thought, hence our thought has higher intelligence, it can see form. But this form, like this table, they cannot see thought, because thought has got higher intelligence than form. Likewise, since thought is a product of our true nature, our pure awareness, so hence awareness can see and be aware of thought. But thought cannot see awareness, because awareness has got higher intelligence than thought, which is limited and egoic. So now you understand. Because the byproduct from our true nature is the mundane mind, the conditioned world. So all this content of consciousness, the thought, they are the product of our, byproduct of our true nature. That's why your feeling, your perception, all this, they come about because you have this form and mind. Then you have that true nature. That's why when you came to realize, nothing is apart from that true nature. All Dhamma arise from that true nature. So when you meditate, you will understand all this. Can pass the mic. In the seeing, there's only the seeing consciousness.
I'm referring to that sentence. In the seeing, there's only the seeing consciousness. But if we see without wisdom, then the egoic mind come in place.
Not you see. The awareness is aware. Understand? The awareness is aware. So you remember the physics experiment I draw for you? That is the nature's law. In a similar way, this is how you function as a human being. You remember this physics experiment? Let's say this is the bulb. Then upon contact, you switch the switch on. This one, the light bulb, lights up. So this one is the battery. So this is the power or energy. It's like the consciousness. Then this one is like your organ. Organ. Let's say your eye. Your eye. The organ, eye. So the lighting up is what? The lighting up is synonymous to what? Lighting up. It's synonymous to the seeing consciousness, understand now? When you become conscious of seeing, you understand? Like the light bulb light up. So that moment you become conscious of that thing that the consciousness is aware of. So this is your seeing consciousness. So the lighting up is synonymous with the seeing consciousness. you become conscious because this is the organ. So upon contact, when the mind make contact, straight away the consciousness come out. So does this need something to produce it? A god or what? No need, isn't it? It's natural, isn't it? Nature's law, isn't it? Law of physics. Understand? Huh? So naturally arise. So your eye also same, no? When your mind is at this organ, then whatever that seeing consciousness that arise, your eye, because it's in contact, it will give rise to that consciousness. Understand? Huh? Then the eye is conscious of this thing. So during that time, it's just like this physical experiment. It's just like up. Understand? Huh? That's why the Buddha said, in that so-called seeing or awareness, it's just that consciousness. The atta hasn't gone in yet. The self-delusion hasn't gone in yet. Means there is no one to see. It's just this thing like up, understand? You think this thing like up, there is somebody inside there? God? Responsible for this lighting up? No, it's nature's law, understand? So when, as a human being, this consciousness arise, oh, you think you exist, you see, you become conscious of what you see. That's why you created the observer, the entity. That is what Sakkayaditti is all about. But in reality, the Buddha said, when you are aware, the awareness and the consciousness become one. Remember the falling leaf? Your awareness and that activity become one. There is no separation. In that moment of awareness, because this is just aware, then whatever movement is aware, it doesn't perceive. No thought yet. So nobody. Just that nature flow with this thing. You can understand? Ah, then? What is your question? Ah. That one is correct. Because without wisdom, you cannot cut a feeling, understand? Not? The Buddha said upon contact, when your mind make contact with the sense organ, this feeling arise, the dependent origination. You remember? Dependent on contact, it condition feeling. Pasat pachya vedana. Pasat is contact. So feeling arise. So when feeling arise, how did it condition craving? Because when you don't have wisdom, you cannot cut a feeling. Because a lot of people go and teach this way. He said, oh, dependent origination. Upon contact, feeling arise. Then feeling condition craving. That's how I get entangled and become afflicted. So they thought they very smart. Cut a feeling, understand not? Don't allow the feeling to arise. You go and try. You go and cut. Use what? Magic sword. Cannot. Wisdom sword got chance. Because you cannot cut. You know why? The moment of sense experience upon contact feeling arise. If you don't have wisdom means what? You don't have right view. Then you act according to memory. You stir, you react. Understand? That's why immediately upon feeling, craving automatically arise. Unless the Buddha say you got this wisdom. Yoniso manasikara. You know the meaning or not? Oh. You see? So many people know. This is wise. This is attention. Wise attention at the moment of sense experience. If you don't have this, that's why I used to tell Kayamita, especially last night Yun Chan, I say, wisdom you cannot learn. Understand? Huh? How can you learn wisdom? You can learn the Buddha teach you already. Understand? Huh? Well, wisdom is not something for you to learn. You have to awaken to. Understand? Huh? You have to realize it. And wisdom is not rigid, no, not a knowledge, no. 1 + 1 = 2, no, no such thing. No. Well, wisdom is, you understand means you understand. You've got no more problem. You have follow. That's why you have to awaken too. So you have to awaken too. I used to tell Yun Chan, wisdom, you have means you have. You don't have means you don't have. So at the moment of sense experience, if you are not enlightened, you don't have uniso manasic robe. The wisdom is not there. Then what happened? Ignorance is there. Anasana. Wrong view is there. Sakayaditi, self-delusion. So because of that, feeling cannot remain as pure feeling. You understand? You understand? Not processing. Yeah, the dependent origination say dependent on contact arises what? Huh? There is a sensation, there is a feeling that dependent on contact arises feeling. Then dependent on feeling arises what? Huh? Craving. So how did craving come to be? When you are deluded, anasana. So there must be delusion here. There is no wisdom. If there is no there is no wisdom, yoniso manasikara, then this delusion will condition craving. But let's say, this one, no more. Delusion, no more. Avijja, no more. Relinquish. Then you have wisdom. Or what they call, yoniso manasikara. Wisdom. Then what happened? Yeah? This one is yoniso, yeah? Manasikara. When this is there, what happened? This one cannot condition craving, understand not? If this one cannot condition craving, what happened to this one? Feeling remain as? Pure feeling lah. Understand not? That's why the enlightened one, the aggregate, the five aggregate, feeling, perception, consciousness, and sankara. They are non-grasping. They don't hold. Because there is no more delusion. The enlightened one has this. That's why when you have this, every moment of sense experience, they cannot deceive you. They cannot delude you. Because they are impermanent. They come and they go. Non-self, not you. Then why do you react to all these things? Whatever arises is just the way it is. Let it be. Accord and flow. Then need to act. Act with wisdom. Noble Eightfold Path. And that is what meditation is all about. What is what the teaching is all about. So without this wisdom, yoniso manasikara, you cannot cope with life. You cannot act. That's why you need to awaken. And this is understanding, no? This is not a knowledge, no? I cannot tell you when you see your enemy, then you act like that, no? That is knowledge, isn't it? I can even tell you the answer. You accept him for what he is. Understand, no? Enemy, he got anger, isn't it? Got violence, isn't it? He got delusion, isn't it? That's why he do all those things. That's why you don't like him. He become your enemy. Can follow? Yeah? So if he become your enemy, I am telling you now, you have to accept him for what he is. Can you do it? Without wisdom, if you are not awakened to the three characteristics, you have not understood it, you use your thought, but the Tio is my enemy lah. How can you ask me to agree with what he do, accept him for what he is? Means, there is delusion. But if you don't have delusion, when you understand all this, immediately, yeah, he is just the way he is. That's why I see him as what he is. This is seeing things as they are. Not through your brain telling you he is my enemy. Understand? You understand? That is knowledge. That is the mundane mind telling you story. Through words, through concept, through idea. But the one that saw the reality, awakened and realized, no such thing. It's just a phenomenon. Understand? You call it the form and mind. That form and mind is just a phenomenon sustained by condition. Any other condition gone is gone. No meaning. You say enemy. Where got enemy? Hey no you, hey no me. You also don't exist. And yet you have enemy. Understand? That's why the delusion comes from not understanding the Dhamma. not understanding who you are, what you are. And you have this, what they call the mark of a self, the mark of others, and the mark of the existential world, phenomenal world as real. That's why you dwell everywhere. How you dwell? You go and hold on to all these things. That's why you dwell. That's why Hui Ning's teaching is very good. The hallmark of Hui Ning's teaching is no thought. No thought. Then? No mark. No mark means where got you, where got enemy, where got father, mother, children, all those things. Of course you will not agree with me. You say, how can Membra Teo? I give birth to him, not my children. Then whose children? You use mundane language, how can I answer you? When you give birth, biologically, you are the maternity mother, understand or not? But, that's why I tell you, law of karma recognizer, you are the mother according to law of karma, understand or not? But when you awaken with wisdom, you look at ultimate truth. That ultimate truth tells you not real. That's why you cannot be afflicted, understand or not? This is what the fifth patriarch told Hui Ning. This mundane mind, you must know how to use it and not be deceived by it. You understand the meaning? Use it in the world. I will let Fong ask the question. You better pass the mic. I think he got better question. Brother Fong, yes. It's not easy for you, Kei Hun, because you are still new. Don't worry,
Hello.
You still got a lot of time.
Brother Teo.
Yeah, yes.
So the five sense consciousness depends on the five sense organ.
Yeah.
In the context of direct seeing, when the original mind shines,
true mind,
the true mind shines, does it involve the sense organ?
I already explained to you. If you don't have a form in mind, you cannot connect to that true mind. You remember that? Do you remember that when I mentioned? To come to this universe, this world system or whatever, to exist as a living being, what do you need? A form and mind, a vehicle and a tool. And how did that one come? You must have a karmic nature. Karmic fall later only come. Understand not? The karmic nature, that's why it's karmically conditioned for my mind. Understand not? So everybody has this karmic nature. You know as a karmic nature? Summation of the first thought of ignorance since the early beginning. That's like inconceivable, the Buddha said. It's the first thought of ignorance that started. Then from there, every time you evolve, then later on you become so complex, the form arise. Then the segmented life become a form entity. Form entity means can be a human being or what. We are more gross, more complex. Then after that, you take birth and you went through karmic, birth and death, so many segments, billions and billions and billions and countless of birth and death. All of this life, you sum everything up. Every moment, the karmic mental intention, the summation of that become your karmic nature. You understand? The karmic nature is not a human being, not an entity. It's the summation of all this that form that nature. Then, because you have that nature, you can come. Understand or not? But whether you choose to come or you have to come, you know the difference or not? Huh? Choose means bodhisatta. You decide. Have to come means karma decide. You cannot decide. Understand or not? So, if you have a karmic nature, then this form and mind can come. And when this form and mind can come, then you must know how to silence that mundane mind, then only you connect to that true mind. Understand or not? That true mind is not dependent on the organ. Understand or not? The organ is an instrument or a means or something like an intermediary that you need. Understand or not? So it is that awareness, when it aware, it doesn't think, no word, nothing. That's why it's a direct seeing. It's seeing as they are. But I have to use word. Understand or not? That's why all this movement, there is no word. But that nature, just understand. Awaken. That's why you need this true mind, the silent mind, the meditative mind. That's why the Boyan Zhang Lao, you know who he is? He is the first line disciple of Xu Yin Lao He Sang. Together is Xuan Hua, they are that lineage. That's why he know. Wu Nian Jiu Shi Zhen Xin. When there is no thought, mundane mind cease, that is the true mind. He wrote it in his, he's very good at calligraphy. He wrote it there. And a lot of people asked him to write this Dhamma thing. The two entrance there, I was told, the two posts, you see, his signature is there, I think. Written by him, Poyen Sang Lao. So this true mind, you must have a karmically conditioned form and mind. Then you can develop the meditation. The moment you know how to silence your mundane mind, then the true mind is always there. And this true mind don't depend on anything, because it was unborn, understand or not? But the funny thing is, you cannot access it without a form and mind. That is the mystery of the whole of life and existence. You understand? And the bodhisattva, because they know this, you know what they do? They still have the karmic nature. Even arahant die already. The karmic nature is still there. But there is no more ignorance. So, due to the rebirth process, there is no mind to come. Understand? But no more ignorance. Avijja paccaya sankhara, no more. That's why I cannot take rebirth. Because there is no more death consciousness with ignorance. So the rebirth consciousness cannot happen. We are paticca samuppada is like that. Without ignorance, no more rebirth. Finish. Arahan. But the bodhisattva, also enlightened, also without ignorance. But how did they come? Huh? How did they come? Huh? You use the mind.
It's by their choice.
Oh, of course, by their choice. But you need a mind to come, isn't it? And the mind got no ignorance, so how to come? You didn't read the blue book? Cultivating the bodhisattva way. Oh, no wonder you don't know. You know how they come or not? They got these four great vow, the universal vow of the bodhisattva. What is the first vow? I vow to liberate the limitless living being or countless living being in this universe. And that vow comes from what? Love and compassion. That's why this love and compassion got no ignorance. It's universal love. That's why this type of pure mind invoked through vow create the condition for them to come. Understand? They come without ignorance. They come with this pure mind, love and compassion through their vow. That's why they know how to create a form and mind. And this form and mind is not due to ignorance. It's due to their vow. Understand? That's why it can come. That's why Hui Ning born without a mundane mind. He come just like that. But the form and mind, he got this karmic nature still there. And the Buddha can continue for so many lives, almost four asankhaya kappas, 3¾, is because he knows this law. He is a bodhisattva, then he perfected it. That's why the bodhisattva are great beings. They know all this. That's why you think that type of vow are ridiculous, isn't it? How to liberate the limitless living being? Like a store bodhisattva, what was his vow? Not until the hell is empty, I vow not to realize the Sammasambuddhahood. You think the hell can be empty or not? You think he very deluded or stupid, isn't he? Go and make this type of vow to block himself. No, because he chose to come, understand not? So they purposely put this type of vow so that they can continue to come back. Like Master Shen Hua, he said, not until all my follower or disciple, no, realize Buddhahood, no, not only enlightenment, no. He will never, he vowed not to realize the Samasa Buddhahood. So he purposely put in this vow to block him from finally becoming Samasa Buddha. But they have the parami, the understanding. That's why they can do all this, and they choose to come. They know it's not real. It's the conditioned world. Yeah. So all these bodhisattva, different bodhisattva got different way of understanding, then they choose to decide. It's just like there's a lot of what they call possibility in our universe. Understand that? That's why Amitabha is so extraordinary. What did he do? He decided to create pure land, no, within the conditioned world. No. Is it possible? The pure land is not in the 31 plane of existence. No. But through his vow, he created it. No. Yeah, it becomes a nature's law. Then it can manifest. So all these are the possibilities. So different bodhisattvas come, they know how to use all this adhittana, determination, aspiration. So all these are within nature's law. So I still remember last time, I got one teacher, my second last teacher. He used to tell they all, the cultivation can take off and become like that, got this, got that, everything. Then my wife come back and tell me, that time I already understood, so I didn't want to go anymore. Then he tell me, he said, okay, you can listen. In Hokkien, tia lu ho, you understand? No? Only listen. Don't be deceived by it. So tia lu ho. Then he cannot understand. No? I said, yeah, possible. What she say is correct. So what? You are still in? You are still in what? Samsara, isn't it? Can play magic, can create all this. It's still samsara, understand? No? More important is to understand that this is still samsara. But if you want to come and have your way, then you can, through your vow, you can create fantastic condition. That's why even Reverend Suvarno, I remember, he did mention, there are world system where all the living beings there, or human beings, minimum 5%. Some minimum 8%. Then Pure Land, a lot of enlightened beings. So, how did it become possible? Because their vow is so powerful. Their perfection, their what they call parami, their wisdom and virtue is so perfect. That's why they can invoke power of merit and allow all these conditions to arise. So you look at all the bodhisattva, their vows are different. Pusien is famous for the 10. He got only 10. But it's a universal vow. That's why they call her universal bodhisattva. Because she vow until every prostration he make, means reverential salutation, he vow until it will cover all of the Buddhas of the 3 period of time, no? Past, present, and future. No? So one prostration, he pay respect to all these beings. Now you go and try. You go and pay respect and chant exactly like what she chant. You don't have the parami to make that vow, understand? No? That's why she can do it. So all these are nature's law. When you understand, then all these are possible. Okay? So your question has to be rephrased. Do you say your true mind, do you need the senses? Correct or not?
Maybe I rephrase my question.
Okay.
When we assess into the state of samadhi, through samadhi, is it correct to say that by that time we are isolated from the 5 senses?
No. That time, the awareness is still there. You are not isolated. You are not isolated. Because your body trapped the consciousness. And this consciousness, when the mundane mind sees, then that nature shine forth. Understand? Well, the nature was always there, like I mentioned. It was there, unborn. But you need a form and mind to connect to that nature. Then when you connect to nature, you have to use that to meditate. Well, this is not the source, understand? This is not Nibbana yet. This is the pure awareness, the first thing that come out from the source. That's why from this nature, that's why Huineng say, how amazing is it that all Dharma arise from this nature? Because creation. That's why I say, the byproduct of your true mind means that true mind come out as awareness first. Awareness. But when you realize Nibbana, that awareness, pure awareness, also cease. You understand? So that one is the true mind for you to awaken. Yeah, that one is connected. But the moment that one sees, you realize the unconditioned, nothing to talk about. everything beyond words, beyond thought, beyond time. Can follow?
I was under the impression that when we go into mental absorption, we are isolated from the sense door.
That one is jhana, understand? No? I told you I went in one. The absorption become continuous mindfulness. Then when I was in continuous mindfulness, you are just aware. None of the aggregate can come out, understand? No? Then all these senses, because of the energy, it like shut off. That it cannot make contact, understand not? It's like you seclude that mind, the mundane mind. So mundane mind secluded, how can there be perception? How can there be feeling? You understand? Yeah. The whole thing secluded. Where they use energy field. Yeah. Then they shut it down. Yeah. It's like you plug your ear. You plug until so tight. Anybody shout at you also you cannot hear, understand not? So at night, your room, your roommate, got anybody snore very loud or not? Huh? Got anybody or not? Got, like musical, harmonic, So what you do? What you do? You got wisdom, Hi, shit, no problem. Wow, this is nice music. So you merge into it. So. But most of you have this negative perception of snoring, isn't it? But you don't like, isn't it? Correct or not? It's annoying, isn't it? Because you perceive it. I can tell you, people don't like awning in the house. You know why? You say, rain that time noisy. But I like awning. I like that sound. Oh, I sleep very well with that sound. So different people are different. Your conditioning different. But when you have wisdom, you don't need all this. You want to be silent, you just silent. Finish. But these are all not real. Not what you think. Understand? So you no need to plug your ear, you no need to do all those things. What you need is wisdom. That's why I always remind and caution cultivator, nothing free and liberate your mind except wisdom. Without wisdom, the rest is all temporary. Jhana, concentration, absorption, all temporary. It does not lead to the real enlightenment, liberation. So all this, as you go through the cultivation, you will develop the understanding. Yeah? Okay? Does that answer your question? Okay. So, when you silence your mind, when you have this ability to silence and realize that true mind and stabilize it, then only you can understand. Otherwise, you will all use your own mundane mind's concept and words. Like just now you say, when you are in the state of samadhi, that involves what? It's not the real samadhi already. Because it's a mind state. That thing is not a state. It's not a mundane mind. It's just that pure awareness that is very stable. The mundane mind cannot stir because you have developed the stability. Then the stability allow it to see things as they are without this mundane mind stirring and wavering. Understand? The stirring and the wavering is the mundane mind coming out. Do you understand? So it's not easy because the mundane mind and this true mind, they are so close, understand not? Because you have your senses. When you go through the enlightenment, cessation of form, when you realize Nibbana, you will know. How this pure awareness, no more. Then before it happened, there's a lot of things that happened. How all this consciousness return to one and cease. Yeah. Then after it ceases, that one no word, nothing. The pure awareness also no more. Then the funny thing is, you didn't die. But there is no heartbeat. Everything stopped. Cease. Then when the time comes for it to come out, you cannot control. Then this one come out. At the moment it come out, if you have the awareness, you will know what that thing is. Immediately it starts to come out, the awareness is aware. Then how the creation start, how the consciousness come out. Once the consciousness come out, how it split into three. One go to your brain, animate this brain, then it start. Then one activate your heart area, one go to the tan tien, then all the other area get activated. And then human being come back. But before you come back, When it went into cessation, you were no one. Because that brain completely shut off, got nothing inside there. You know what it shut off? No? Like a transformer. It ran until no sound. Understand? Understand? Not only no sound, no motion, no movement, nothing. No? So your brain, because it used to have all the memory, everything in there. But because there is no consciousness there, understand? That's why this one shut down. Everything, there's no movement. No activity at all, nothing. But the moment they come out of it, the consciousness come back, zoom, here, activated. And it start all again. And before it start, you can see very clearly how all these things start. Then you realize, hey, not what you think. Dependent on this consciousness, they say it's dependent originating. Then the life force, everything, that's how it animate the human form and mind. That's how you become real. But when you go through the cessation, which is enlightenment, you realize the unconditioned, that thing is like completely no activity, no movement. But that form and mind didn't die, understand? You know why it didn't die? Because the karmic force, the life force is still there. Yeah. So that's why in the Theravada teaching, they say there are two types of arahan. You remember? One is without residue. One is with residue. So that is the meaning. Residue means the life force still there. The five aggregate still there. The other one, the five aggregate no more. And that one is parinibbana. So this is how the Theravada actually describe it. Okay? Any more question? Get one how? Can understand? Don't try to understand. Slowly. Okay, 15 more minutes. We have to rush a bit. We go back to where we stopped. So we are at 1.2, paragraph 2. Okay. Initially, before the knowing or the arising of thought, there is just a spacious, oh, this one I finished, I covered already, no one to see. But the moment you are preoccupied with what you see and without the wisdom, just now Kehun asked, yoniso manasikara, at the moment of sense experience, then the egoic mind born of self-delusion, where you lack wisdom, the self-delusion arise, the wrong thought arise, the wrong view arise with regard to the atta or the self. Then this, when it arise, has already arisen, causing you to grasp and cling onto what you see. That's why you associate with the seeing. Then you get deceived. Then your habitual tendency of like and dislike and pleasant or unpleasant will arise to condition your hindrance of mind. Where this is sensual desire, you will. Then as form is brought up, oh, I finished all this, Oh, good, okay. Then 1.3. I ask you this question. Important inquiry for developing the meditative wisdom. Are the feeling, perception, activity of mind and conscience that arise in you really what you are? These are very easy to answer, isn't it? It's feeling you. We have gone through, isn't it? It's feeling you. Definitely no. Why? We are feeling arise and pass away. You didn't die. Very easy, isn't it? Huh? And feeling tends towards suffering. And feeling is impermanent. So whatever that is impermanent tends towards suffering. Is it right to say this is me, this is I, and all these are mine? Cannot. And the best way to understand it is from what I realize myself. Because the anatta lakkhana didn't explain this part, but it's implied. Because if feeling is you, to me it's very simple. If feeling arises and passes away, I should die with that feeling, isn't it? True or not? If feeling is you, I have a very nice, pleasant feeling, then this pleasant feeling becomes unpleasant. Means I must die, isn't it? Because that pleasant feeling, if it's me, I should die with it, isn't it? But I still didn't die, you know. Then who are you? What are you? That's why I ask you the question, if they are not you, how come they arise in you? You know how feeling arises or not? Because you have these senses, the form. Then you have a consciousness trapped inside. That's why they are the byproduct of your nature. the karmic nature conditions the form of mind out so that you can have this consciousness trapped inside to experience karma, nature's law. And the secret is you must know how to cease the mundane mind to connect back to realize the awakening, the wisdom. Now that is where the difficult part of meditation is. You didn't know you got two minds. And the other mind you hardly use. You hardly aware. That's why it's like very mysterious to you. Very difficult to understand. How come got that type of mind? And that type of mind, we use word to explain to you. No? But that one, no word one. No? So how? I have to use the word aware, no? Pure awareness. No? Before the knowing. No? And that is already a very good description. No? For those who have the past cultivation, they straight away will understand and they will awaken. But living being find it very difficult. That's why I also feel funny. I thought when I come out to share, everybody more or less like my nature. No? I share the essential Dhamma, straight away or awaken, really understand. Then I realize, oh, you are not like that. Even ABC also don't know. Yeah? So I just got to go back to kindergarten, no? Go to basic. No? I got to teach the whole of the Four Noble Truths again. No? Because what they understand is knowledge, concept, idea. That's why I had to start all over again. Then I remember Yun Chan, they all keep on telling me, "Pratatiwa, why you keep on repeating one?" Then after that, somebody told me, "Ayo, Four Noble Truths, Sunday school children, kindergarten, we want vipassana, we want jnana, we want insight knowledges." They are interested in that. But Four Noble Truths also cannot understand. It's from Four Noble Truths, everything comes. That is the essence of the teaching. So when you have this problem, then it's very difficult. That's why when I revert back to basic, it's just like I have to teach you ABC. Then after that, teach you how to form word. Then only construct sentence. Understand? Then after you construct sentence, then only I use what you learn as language to teach you. You think easier? I ask you to study Japanese. I give you 6 months. Then I teach you in Japanese the Dhamma. You surely are both given, understand? Catch no ball. So language is not something that you can learn very. So Dhamma is the same. Dhamma has its own Dhamma language. So if you don't learn the basic of the Dhamma language, you want to, like a boy, before he know how to walk, he want to fly. Can fly or not? You throw him out, he fly. But you have to learn to crawl, understand? Then learn to stand, balance. Then learn to walk. And then only he can run, understand? That's why all these are stages. Then after that, when he already learned all this, he know how to run, then you talk to him, "Hey, how you learn how to run?" He said, "Run lah! Need to learn lah." But when he young, he fall so many times, he didn't know. Understand? Like you ride bicycle, learn. You fall how many times? You have to try it and go through all these mistakes, isn't it? The balancing is not easy. But the moment you get it, then he said, "Wow, you're so good. How come you know how to ride the bicycle?" He said, "Just go on up and ride lah." Because you already know how to balance. Then you're so skillful until you can let go one hand. Then after that, let go two hands. Oh, I wish you luck. Last time I very skillful on bicycle. I can let go one hand. Then after that, I let go two hands. No? I almost fell. So don't try to be a hero. But if you have the skill, you can. Last time, motorbike also I can. No? Let go one hand very easy. Let go two hands. No? Then I thought I very skillful. No? But the moment I have that thought, something inside tell me, you are going to get into trouble. Because that nature want to show it to me. Then what happened? One day I was on the Federal Highway. You know, and I came back from Brickfield. You know. That Federal Highway got a lot of pothole on last night. Do you know now? And at night, the lighting was not clear. So I didn't know. So I was driving. So I thought, okay lah. Relax my hand. So I let go my two hands. You know. The moment I let go, I pop the pothole. You know. The moment I pop, my whole hand got nothing to hold. You know. So I went down with the motorbike slide. Luckily, good karma, my jeans torn. Nothing happened to me. But certain part of my hand was bruised. Then my that shirt. I don't have a jacket at that time. No money. That one also torn. So don't be a hero. And certain thing you cannot say on. I remember I say that. That's why inside warned me. Because we were having our discussion at that time as student. Then somebody talked about skill. Motorbike. I was like, then I allostar one, you know, from young, do figure eight, like chicken feet one. We take test figure eight one, not last time. We can go around like nothing one. We are very skillful. Then I suddenly add in something. Yeah, I say, I never fall before. Wow, that word, I tell you, is very dangerous. That is where the coming, ego. The moment I say that, inside, problem, you are going to be in trouble. And I don't know what that was now. Then the following day at night, Brickfield come back, kena. That's why your nature can warn you and can tell you. When you say something wrong, inside warn you. That's why how you train your right speech, all those things, it's because inside is so sensitive, it warn you. It like alert you. This is not something you should say. This type of cultivation you heard before. You got read in the book or not? Well, I went through that experience, and I know. And I know from that day onward, I did not simply say things. Even this nature has the ability, and you just keep quiet. You better keep quiet. Silence is golden. Otherwise, the ego come out. Then karma is very funny, because that time, my nature, it keep on showing me all these things when I was young. And I have to understand all this. That's why I can share with you what happened. Okay? Wow. Like that, we will delay again. Oh, 5 more minutes. Okay, I better finish this. If feeling and perception, etc. are you, then when they arise and pass away, how come you didn't die? See? Written here. So who are you? What are you? If the 5 aggregate of form and mind are not you, then why did they arise in you? So this is for you to meditate on. Then you can see it arising and passing away. It's condition arising. Without condition, all these are not there. Even your form and mind, the human being, it's a phenomenon sustained by the 3 conditions. That's why I saw the life force, everything. Then without this to pump the heart, all the other things cannot function. Then you understand it very clearly. This consciousness is supported because this physical body is in order, like the car. But if anything go wrong with this physical body, then you cannot use it. You cannot command it. It doesn't listen to you anymore. Like the day I show you, share with you, when there is a paralysis, you cannot control the body anymore. Ability to control doesn't mean belong to you. No, the driver is the driver. The car is the car, isn't it? But when the car got problem, no more petrol or without a proper engine that function. F1 driver also cannot drive the car, understand? So all this you understand, without condition, you cannot operate it. So, the last part is profound prajna, wonderful wisdom of those who cultivate the bodhisattva. Maybe this is the one they break it up. Then superficial prajna, limited to the understanding of the Four Noble Truths and the dwelling, means condition, causation, as taught at the Theravada level. So they call this superficial prajna, means sainthood way. Then when you go to the bodhisattva way, it's profound prajna. Then form dhamma, perceptible dhamma at the form level. The first of the 5 aggregate of form and mind. Then mind dhamma are the non-perceptible dhamma, means the mind state, the remaining 4 aggregate of feeling, perception, activity of mind, and consciousness. Then you need awareness or mindfulness to see mind dhamma. Because I told you, thought cannot see awareness. Because awareness is the one that is responsible for the arising of thought, the mundane mind. That's why awareness has the intelligence, higher intent, to see the thought. That's why you can be aware of the thought. Aware of the content of consciousness. But the thought cannot see awareness. Because in the Vipassana tradition, I know a lot of people say, I saw my anger. You know what he's trying to tell you? I saw my anger. who see anger, the thought they recollect in her. Understand not? After the anger come out already, then you recollect that there was anger. Then you say, I saw my anger. The real awareness of anger is not the seeing with the eye. Understand not? It's the silent mind without the organ, just silent with the emotion. Ah, that is awareness. You are aware, you are one with the anger, and then you see how it dissipates. That is the real meditation. Not the thought telling you, yeah, I shouldn't have got angry. I saw my own anger. You think you see, It's the thought that recollect and tell you you was angry just now. Understand now? When that thing happened. So when you are not mindful, not sensitive, and you don't have the awareness, you cannot see, cannot understand. And you make a lot of wrong sentences. So those who have the understanding, they will know you don't understand. The moment you say that, means you don't understand. How can you see your own anger? You can only be aware of that emotion. Because the awareness can be there when it arises at that moment. And that is the real awareness. That's why anger is to be understood. How to understand? Aware of it. Then you see the movement. 5:30 already. So you can go for your dinner. Those who don't want to go for dinner can listen a little bit more. I want to finish out this one. A bit more, I finish it. Okay, previous life could be... I haven't reached there. Form Dhamma, okay. After that, cultivator of superficial Dhamma can end birth and death of the segmented body. This one is the Arahant. But they are unable to transcend birth and death of fluctuation of the thought. Means when they are alive with the five aggregate, their mundane mind is still there. Birth and death of the thought is still there. They can be enlightened because they don't have any more ignorance. So at the moment of death, there is no more rebirth consciousness. But their mundane mind is still there when they are still in the midst of living life. So previous life could be animal. Beta, demon, or deva, etc. Then this life, you say, you are a human being. So which one of these is you? When you take rebirth as animal, hell ride, then people say, hey, you were a dog no, last time. Hey, che, how can I be a dog? I'm a human being. See? Then you take birth with so many entities, the 31 plane, you don't know go how many rounds. Maybe not the 31 plane, the four willful state and the human rai and the deva rai. This six path, they call it. You have gone don't know how many rounds. Then, which one is you? When you are animal, when you are peta, is that you? None of them are you. When you are a human being, is that you? Well, you have taken so many births, isn't it? So I ask you, every segment you take one form of life. Which one is you? You mean all the billions and billions of births and then everyone is you? Then you must be a great being. None of them are you, understand? Especially when you are born as an animal, as a dog, as a non-human, as a demon. When you are born in hell, cannot lah, that one cannot be me. But when they say you born as a deva, deva, I like. Deva, can. So all this... Okay, we finish off this. Post-retreat sharing. I think this one is regarding Achan Achalo. Never mind, later only I read. So we end here. Where this one is special sharing because he came and gave a retreat at that time, 2012. That was first retreat at Cempaka. Then we had that. Okay, we end here. Sadhu. So you all can have your dinner. Today I will go down also, but I don't take dinner.
Maybe have a drink. Brothers and sisters, just a bit of a correction. Tonight's dinner is actually sponsored by PG Lim, Chiu Po Lian, Chao Man Yen, and Kam Hui Ling. So shall we rejoice? Sadhu. The other one with all their ancestors is tomorrow.